And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad, I think. Weathered the storm, I suppose. Interesting little thunder boomer that rolled through the area. When I say we, I mean everyone in the meteorology industry and those of us that are in charge of helping to disseminate information like that. We were expecting rain yesterday, but the whole high winds and heavy lightning and the heavy rains, all that kind of stuff, kind of surprised folks just a little bit. They weren't really calling for that in the forecast. It just kind of popped up all of a sudden. But once it popped, it kind of stuck around for a little bit of time and made a nice steady move. Well, steady. Made a quick move. It was moving at about 65 miles an hour. But we had wind gusts around in some areas gauged anywhere from 60 to 75 miles per hour during the peak of that storm yesterday. A little bit of damage, some outbuildings and things, barns and what have you, knocked down, damaged. There were some several. You don't have to go very far. If you open up your front door and just shout, "Did anybody have any tree damage?" somebody's going to say yes down the street, because it was kind of that way. In some cases, a little bit larger than others, but it wasn't common to see tree limbs and things down around the area. And in some cases, whole trees toppled over as well. So hope you weathered the storm all right. If you lost things, well, remember, those things can be replaced. But hopefully everybody's okay out there after that little quick storm zipped through yesterday. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got three used electric ranges, one of them being a smooth top. Got used washer dryer set. Got two stack type washer dryer sets, one near new. Three built-in dishwashers, use microwave hood combinations, a couple of those. Use built-in cooktops, one gas and one electric, both in good condition. Three used two-door refrigerators. Did get in a front-load washer and dryer in good condition. Use 10,000 BTU air conditioner. Use portable electronic air cleaner. It got another used front-load washer. Got in a drop-in electric range in good condition. Couple of good used range hoods, used large capacity side-by-side refrigerator. Got dishwashers, these are new, built-in and convertible portable, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Do have some closeouts on some models, and of course we do deliver those dishwashers and install them and service them later. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, and haul the old ones away. Dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes, also room air conditioners. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, if we sat here today as adults looking face-to-face at one another and I asked you, hey, what's humidity? Could you explain it to me? Would you really need to? Humidity is one of those kind of things that we just kind of know what you're talking about when you say it. But if a little, say your two-year-old came to you and said, hey, Dad, what's humidity? How do you actually explain it to them? How do you make them understand all that stuff? Well, humidity is something we deal with, obviously, all the time here in the upper Midwest, especially this time of the year. And if you're not sure what humidity is, son, let's just go outside for a couple of moments, and I'll give you some firsthand knowledge. Because in the next few days, you're going to be able to feel exactly what humidity is and what it's capable of. With all the rain and what have you that we've had here recently, of course, we're going to feel a lot of that bite back, too, once that sun comes back out again and we start to see some of that evaporation of that water that's been sitting around now starts to kind of bounce back up at us again. But, you know, humidity is something we hear about all the time in our daily weather reports. It's, you know, to blame for that muggy steam room feeling that you get on some summer days, or just about every day here in the upper Midwest. But, you know, humidity is something that we don't necessarily always completely understand what it's capable of. We just figure that we have to tolerate it. But humidity is kind of an important thing to regulate, and you can regulate that inside your home, and it's pretty important to do so. But, you know, outdoors humidity can be measured in several ways, but relative humidity is the term that we use in weather forecasting. And in order to understand relative humidity, you first need to understand what absolute humidity is. Absolute humidity is the mass of water vapor divided by the mass of dry air in a volume of air at a given temperature. Now, the hotter the air is, the more water it can contain. So when it comes to relative humidity, that's the ratio of the current absolute humidity to the highest possible absolute, and that depends on the current air temperature. But a reading of 100% relative humidity means that the air is totally saturated with water vapor, so much so that it can't hold anymore, and that creates the possibility of rain. Well, now, it doesn't mean that relative humidity has to be 100% for it to rain, but it has to be 100% where the clouds are forming. But the relative humidity near the ground is sometimes much less, too. Now, as we know, humans are very sensitive to humidity. Our skin relies on the air to get rid of moisture. So the process of sweating, then, is, of course, your body's attempt to cool and maintain its current temperature. So if the air is at 100% relative humidity, then it's a little bit tough for us because sweat won't evaporate into the air because there's no place for it. It's already saturated with water. And as a result, we tend to feel much hotter than the actual temperature when that relative humidity is high. And if the relative humidity is low, well, we can feel much cooler than the actual temperature because our sweat evaporates easily, and, of course, that helps us cool off. The example is if the air temperature, say, is 75 degrees and the relative humidity is 0%, then the air temperature actually probably feels more like about 69 degrees because we're losing that moisture off our bodies. If the air temperature is 75 degrees and the relative humidity is 100%, well, then we tend to feel more like it's about 80 degrees outside. You know, people tend to feel most comfortable at a relative humidity of around 45%. And, of course, indoors we use humidifiers and dehumidifiers to keep that at a comfortable level. And that is kind of important because if you step outside on a summer day, it's pretty easy to feel the effects of humidity. You're sticky, you know, it's sweaty, the air is thick. Sometimes it's hard to breathe for some folks. When it comes to humidity inside, though, sometimes you don't really notice the signs. It can be mistaken for other things because the signs tend to be things like itching and sneezing and coughing. And they're not just limited to the summer months either. You know, one of the things about humidity is that it can make you sneeze. You know, it's the amount of water vapor in the air, right? So how's that microscopic water molecules, how can they make you itch and sneeze and cough? Well, those symptoms arrive when people have allergic reactions to the organisms that tend to thrive inside that humidity. Because humidity promotes mold growth and dust mite population growth, and those are significant indoor allergens, and they can set off allergic sensitivities and can trigger things like asthma and what have you. Allergists say that, you know, these are things that people can't see or feel. But they live on the countertops, on table surfaces, carpets, pillows, mattresses, just about anywhere that people are. And they depend on warm temperatures and high humidity to live and to grow. So if the presence of mold or dust mites sends you for a tissue or maybe to the doctor's office, then keeping the humidity inside your home at 50% or lower can help to provide you some relief. Lower humidity will result in lower mold and dust mite growth. So if you find yourself sneezing a lot around the house, not saying that is the cause, but it's something that you might want to take a look at and see what the actual humidity is in your home. That might be part of the problem. On the other side, though, you don't want to take it to extremes on the other end because experts also say that we shouldn't let the air inside our house get too dry because then you get things like skin irritations, difficulty breathing, static electricity. Those are all common problems that develop when the humidity is too low indoors. And low indoor humidity is a bigger issue in winter months when the heaters and the cooler temperatures combine to lower the moisture levels in your air. Now, the airborne water can also be a detriment to your home as well as your health. The experts say that high humidity in a home can cause rot, especially in the south. It draws pests. Bugs are always looking for water, and condensation provides bugs with the water that they need. So if you don't build properly, moisture can condense inside walls and cause rot. And it's not obvious on the outside, but it could be rotting away on the inside. So if you suspect that the air in your home is too moist or too dry, then the first thing you want to do is verify that. Maybe an indoor humidity meter, something like that, can help you determine what's happening with the water vapor inside your home. If the indoor humidity is too high, then the experts recommend that you tackle the problem with dehumidifiers, ventilation, air conditioning, and even what you put on your floors. You want to vent the areas that create moisture, like the shower or the bathroom, and make sure you can turn the vent fans if you have them or can turn them on, and consider having an electrician install one to the outside of your home, too. And the same is true for cooking. And they also say that contractors are willing to install humidifiers and other equipment that works in concert with your air conditioner to help better control your indoor air quality. So if you're getting ready to install an air conditioner, you might want to make sure the size of the unit is proper. You need 1 ton of air conditioning for every 600 square feet of indoor space. And if you size it right, then when the air conditioner runs, it may run a little longer, but it's been pulling out the moisture and sometimes has an easier time cooling, so it doesn't cost you a whole lot more. And they also say that carpet can actually trap moisture as well, and that lowers indoor air quality. Kind of a double whammy for the soft floor covering because it's something that folks love in their homes, but it's also a favorite of humidity-loving dust mites. So if your home sits at the extreme, it's too dry, then a humidifier can help do the trick there too. So it's a lot simpler to take care of those issues up front with the humidifier or dehumidifiers than it is to try to eliminate some of the problems after the fact. Humidity. Good time, huh?
I guess.
Not so much, huh? You know, you sit out there, and I've heard people say that, you know, that they, well, it just seems like it's more humid in Iowa because there's so much corn, and I don't know what that has to do with it, but the humidity certainly helps keep some moisture in the air. That corn sure seems to grow fast in those humid conditions. They say you can almost sit there and watch it and hear it grow. Well, I tell you what, you can hear us moan and gripe about the humidity when it's as warm and humid as it is. And, again, here the rest of this week, it's going to be warm and most likely a little bit humid, too, after we've gotten some of these systems moving through. So be prepared and get yourself ready to deal with those conditions. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Excuse me. Got gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Frigidaire, and Maytag. Full line of freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances available in special orders such as built-in ovens, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, cooktops, and range hoods. Freezers chest and upright from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Washers and dryers in small, large, and super capacity models up to 5 cubic foot in washers. We have Maytag, Amana, and LG. Got those in stock. If you have space problems, we have stack units. Also offer Speed Queen washers, which are made in the United States. Carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Coffee pot's on, and stop and see us and try to do it today, Jim.
All right, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, places like, you know, out in the desert, like Las Vegas, you get out of the shower. I don't even know why they provide towels in hotels out there. All you have to do is get out of the shower and stand there for about 8 seconds, and you're dry. It just disappears right off you. Just the opposite here. Just the opposite. You're completely dry, and then you walk outside, then you're completely wet. Hey, you go out and make it a great day. God bless America.